This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden took his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan deep into Republican territory Thursday, using an aging bridge in Lake Charles, Louisiana, to repeat his call for infrastructure improvements. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In Lake Charles, the president stood before a 70-year-old bridge two decades past its designed lifespan, saying the nation cannot afford not to pay for rebuilding its infrastructure. The issue is how to pay for it. The president's pushing a corporate tax hike.
You know, I'm sick and tired of corporate America not paying their fair share.
But amid GOP objections, says he's ready to compromise.
I'm not ready to do nothing.
The White House is banking on voters and local officials selling the plan, like Lake Charles Mayor Nick Hunter, a Republican.
Any members of Congress out there who might be listening, Lake Charles needs help right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday the United States and Iran could reach agreement on a path to resume compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal if Iran decides to do so, but that gaps remain. Speaking in a teleconference on the condition of anonymity, the official said, is it possible that we'll see a mutual return to compliance in the next few weeks or an understanding of a mutual compliance? It's possible, yes. The official added that only time will tell because this is ultimately a matter of a political decision that needs to be made in Iran. U.S. officials returned to Vienna this week for a fourth round of indirect talks with Iran on how to resume compliance with the deal, which former President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018, prompting Tehran to begin violating its terms about a year later.